Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. John Fenderson is technical product manager for Bayer's Westbred Wheat Division, and he says Westbred is dedicated to providing wheat producers the highest quality genetics when it comes to the seed they plant.
We've tried to raise the bar, Ron, on our wheat varieties and really push genetic gain. Our growers continually tell us, provide us the genetic potential, and we'll try to manage the rest of it. So we've really tried to push the envelope on that. And so we feel like we've got the highest yielding genetics in the marketplace today. And certified seed only is a new concept for the Southern Plains, and it's something that growers have to kind of get used to, and it's a little bit of shock to them initially. We feel like that long term that's going to be so very important to make sure that wheat genetics keep up with the investments that are going on in other crops.
Thanks, John. Learn more about Westbred high-yielding varieties at westbred.com.
So many things likely to be decided Election Day 2020, less than 2 weeks away. One thing we know, come Election Day, Pat Roberts will not be reelected as senator in the state of Kansas. He's retiring. He's stepping down. Will his seat be held by a Republican or Democrat? We don't know at this point. What we do know is that there'll be a new Republican leader on the Senate Agriculture Committee, either as chairman or ranking member come the new year. That could well be John Bozeman from the state of Arkansas. He's the number three man in seniority on the Senate Agriculture Committee right now, behind Mr. Roberts and Senator McConnell. Senator Bozeman talked with a colleague of ours, Kara Hart, at the Crop Insurance Professional Association's fall meeting in West Virginia this week. One of the things that Kara talked with him about was the possibility of some sort of a stimulus package before Election Day. He says, not going to happen.
And I think at this point we've got all kinds of politics involved, and you have a situation where I don't think anybody on the other side, Speaker Pelosi at the very top of that, wants to give the president a win on anything. But as soon as the election's over, I think Congress will come together and then provide the relief that we need. You know, we're not talking about stimulus package. We're talking about survival package in many cases. We also have to remember that we're capable of doing that. We probably have spent $3 trillion in the Senate without a dissenting vote. So those are good things. So as soon as the election's over, we'll come together and provide a package for small business and then also, very importantly, for the agriculture community.
Senator Bozeman, who might well be the lead Republican on the Senate Agriculture Committee come the new year, talked about what he thought would be priorities for the committee come 2021.
Well, I think almost immediately we'll start looking at the new farm bill. That's in 2023, which will be here before we know it. And we face, you know, all of these challenges. Hopefully our trade situation will be better. You know, China is buying lots of products. We're continually looking for new markets. I've been a big advocate for trading with people like Cuba. I think that's how you change societies, is through relationships and commercial ventures, things like that. So we're going to continue to look for new markets. But I think starting to look at the farm bill and then also just looking at where we're at right now, continue to work with USDA with the programs that they're pushing out to try and aid farmers that desperately need the help.
Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas seems to be in line for a leadership role for the Senate Agriculture Committee in 2021. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,800 head will be on offer, 4,100 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 12,600 weaned calves, and more. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.